You're listening to Magic Indulgence from More Than, the insurer that does more.
Well, welcome to Sunday evening and another Magic Indulgence here at London's Magic 105.4. Good to have you with us. I'm Steve Priestley, and my special guest for the next hour or so, looking forward very much to speaking to her, Nell McAndrew. Good evening, Nell.
Good evening.
Lovely to see you. Now, before we get into talk about all sorts of things that we're going to in the next hour or so, let's get stuck into your first music choice tonight. It's Aerosmith, and I don't want to miss a thing. See, I did all the work on that one.
That's fantastic.
Right. Now, the official name of this is First Monster, yeah?
Yes.
First Monster, okay. Sunday evening's Magic Indulgence at Magic 105.4. I'm Steve Priestley, my special guest tonight, and how timely this is with 1 week to go to the Flora London Marathon 2008. Nell McAndrew's here. Nell, good evening. Welcome to Magic.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Well, fitness has obviously played a huge part in your life for a good number of years now.
Yes, it has. And I have to say, it's the best part of my life, really. You know, I love fitness with a passion, you know, because it just makes you feel good mentally as well as physically. And, you know, the people that you meet at places like the London Marathon, you know, the stories that you hear, the reasons why people are doing it, is just, it's a really emotional day. I mean, did you cry when you finished? I always end up in tears.
Yeah, with pain, I think, mostly.
not with emotion. Then no, I love it. I love the whole day, but really all the events, you know, Race for Life series, which with Cancer Research UK, and you know, the minute silence that's held before each event takes place, and the reason again why people are doing it for the loved ones, whether they're in, you know, in memory of somebody or in celebration of somebody. I always do it in celebration of my dad because he's in remission from cancer, and I also take part in the Jane Tomlinson Run for All, which is the Leeds 10K, and again that's just it's just such an emotional atmosphere. It's sort of a carnival atmosphere as well. So you get, you know, real ups and downs, and people have such special reasons for being there.
Do you see yourself as quite an ambassador, I suppose, maybe trying to convert people that aren't fit to fitness? Because it's very hard to explain when you do it, isn't it? But the endorphins and the general increase in quality of life it gives you.
Absolutely. You try and explain to people, you know, you'll really enjoy it. And they're like, oh yeah, but I can't do that. I can't run that far. I can't cycle that far. And the actual fact is that they probably can. They just need to get out there and do a bit of training, and, you know, swap the pub night for, you know, having a jog around the park night instead.
Or, yeah, and once you do it, it's very habit forming, isn't it?
Yeah, you become addicted, and it is. It's the endorphins, and it's all the great chemicals that start, you know, whizzing around your body, and it does make you feel better. And I think it makes you, I think people around you notice, you know, you know, in the family, you know, you become a better father or a better mother, or because you seem much more energised and just all, you know, feel better in yourself.
So when you do get down the pub, you're better company.
Absolutely.
That's perfect.
So you see, have I persuaded you yet?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I'm a convert. Can we do your first song choice? What would you like to hear?
Oh, well, you can't beat Luther Vandross. I love him. And Never Too Much is really funny because it just reminds me of my best friend Zoe Jarvis, who we used to always just dance to this wherever we were. And even now, if we hear it on the radio, we ring each other up. She lives in Saltburn by the Sea. And I'll ring her up and say, look, it's on the, you know, listen to this, it's on the radio. So
fantastic. That's all I need for that one. Right, now let's talk about the main reason we're here, which is going to be later in the year, and it's called The First Monster, which could mean any number of things, so you better tell us what it's all about.
Well, it does sound scary, I know, but it's a 120-kilometre duathlon. And I know that sounds even scarier, but don't worry, because you don't do all that yourself. There's 14 members and you do a section of that. You do a 10K run and a 20K bike ride each. And last year when I took part in it, you know, you choose which leg you want to do. So I did leg 1 and 5. And so when you cross over, it's really exciting when you pass over your team members. But you not only do, you know, you're doing fantastic event for Save the Children charity, but you also do it in a fantastic location around the Loch Ness.
It sounds gorgeous.
Amazing.
And the kind of distances we're talking about here, for the uninitiated, they're very sort of easy, not easy, but it's something that anyone could do with a bit of training, isn't it? We're not talking about unachievable distances here at all.
No, there's all levels of ability to do it. And, you know, there was people that have never done anything like it before in their life. And because it's a team event, you've got that extra support from everybody. And and you were there, you know, I was there alongside like Liz McColgan and Sonia O'Sullivan, and I couldn't believe it. It was fantastic. Kieran Bracken did it last year, Alistair Campbell, and but then, you know, I met so many fantastic people. I popped out for a pizza one night because I'd gone up there a couple of days early to Inverness, and bumped into a team and a couple of other teams that were taking part. So we're having a good old chat about team tactics and which leg they were doing, and it was brilliant, and they'd never done anything like it before, and I ended up seeing them at the end of the event as well, and they loved it and said they'd come back for more.
So a great team building exercise as well, and I guess the scenery must be quite uplifting as well, because it is stunning up there, isn't it?
The scenery is amazing, you know, you get lots of fresh air, and you know, you get fed and watered well en route, you know, first group really do the job, you know, they get you transported between the transition periods really well, and there's the great refreshments offered everywhere, especially at the end when you're ready for a bit of a good old feast.
Let's do it. I'm on the plane already.
Absolutely.
I really am.
Yeah.
Can we do another of your song choices?
Yes, you can. We can do, we'll do Walking in Memphis, sorry, with Matt. Shall I do that again?
No, it's fine. This is a beautiful song though, isn't it?
Yeah, Walking in Memphis with Mark Cohn.
Nice bit of piano
just
at the beginning.
It's really uplifting.
It's lovely, isn't it? What we're all about. Perfect. Should we talk about family? That'd be nice, wouldn't
it?
Because they're lovely, but they can be challenging. Make sure I've just got everything covered. Actually, what we'll do before that, because this is going to go out the weekend before the marathon, so we'll talk about some of your running tips, if that's cool.
Okay.
Steve Priestley here, another Magic Indulgence at Magic 105.4. And my special guest tonight is Nell McAndrew. Very timely, because the Flora London Marathon 2008 is next weekend. I'll be on the start line for the second time. I must be mad. Nell, I know you've done it quite a few times. Tips, please.
Oh, just don't rush off. No. It's the most important thing. And so many people do it and they sprint off, and you feel like you've been swept along with everybody because there's thousands of people. And you end up running faster than you generally would. And then halfway around, you start to flag. And then you see everybody at 20 miles just suffering, you know, completely run out of energy. So if you just if you think you're running slow, I was always told, if you think you're running slow, run a bit slower. So you feel like, I did it with my mum last year, and she said, but I don't feel like I'm moving. And I said, no, you've got to make sure you keep pace it, keep your energy, because you're going to need it.
Yes. And what they call the wall is not a myth, is it? It's absolutely true. This is when your sort of glycogen depletion gets shot about 20 miles and everything just starts running out on you.
Absolutely. You've gone to failure, and you don't want to get to that point. You want to keep sipping the fluids. When you get to the drink stations, don't just glug down the whole thing. Sip it gradually, so that it's, you know, getting into your body nice and steadily, and just keeping you gradually hydrated.
Do you subscribe to the jelly beans or jelly babies and taking the odd mouth a lot? I can't do it. I gagged when I tried that.
Can't do it. I look at it and I think stitch.
I'm gonna get
a stitch.
Yeah.
And I just toilet stitch or toilet. I think nope, can't do that. So they look gorgeous, and on any other day I would have bitten the hand off to get those jelly babies, but no, not the London Marathon. It's a fantastic thing seeing, you know, the kids and holding out the hands to, like, you know, give you five, and
it's
you don't see so many people out in one place just with the real feel good factor, you know. It's
got to be the best in the world. I mean, yes. I know the New York's right up there, but London's something special,
isn't
it?
I'd love to do New York, wouldn't you?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah,
let's go. Another song choice, please, Nell.
After that London Marathon, you're going to need a bit of Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye.
Beautifully done.
You won't
done.
Have the energy for it, but the thought's there. Yeah.
And you can eat as many bags of jelly babies
Absolutely.
As you want afterwards, can't you? Excellent. Now, we know that you're mad for fitness. You have a family. It's hard to sort of squeeze everything around, isn't it? Particularly with young children. How on earth do you manage? Because it is a juggling act, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And, you know, I need some tips from you, actually. You're impressing me. You know, three children and looking after them all on your own sometimes. Mm. I've only got one, so I feel really bad now. I can't complain. You know, I don't get much sleep. You know, my little boy is nearly 18 months and he's not slept through once yet.
That's really rough, actually.
I've aged 10 years and I'm feeling pretty shattered, but I love it so much. And but yeah, I do need advice. I can't give tips to other people. I need tips given to me.
It's just the worst feeling in the world at 3 or 4 or 5 in the morning, whatever it is. And you hear that first cry and your stomach goes into a knot, doesn't it? Please, no more. I can't take it. But hopefully they'll pick up when they're older this sort of, you know, intrinsic fitness and health thing from their parents. I think that's obviously first and foremost where it comes from, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I started taking Devon swimming when he was 5 months. We go to soccer tots, we go to sing and sign class, we go to the big play areas where they can just jump around and go down the slides. So I do try and make, exercise and activity part of his life already. And I think, you know, and he sees me doing star jumps and running around. Yes. And he thinks it's funny and tries to copy. So I think already he associates it all with being fun and something
absolutely
nice to do.
As many kids don't like pressure, and we're not talking about putting them on the start of a 200 metres line.
No,
we're
they don't have to do the first monster challenge.
Yes, yeah. But activities rather than sport seems to be the way forward, because kids just like to have fun. And if they're getting fit at the same time and it's almost subconscious to them, it's going to be much easier to keep them at it, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, and then as they do get older, there is, you know, like this year they're doing mini monster challenges with the first monster. So throughout the summer, we're going to have locations across the UK offering the chance for the whole family to take part in it. So it is, I think, if kids see the parents doing something and it looks good fun and you get a medal and, you know, it's fantastic to tell your mates, I did the monster challenge.
Yeah, I think my son would sign up for that just on the name alone.
Absolutely.
You know, the mini monster.
Yeah, it sounds cool, doesn't
it? Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, and then there'll be the Loch Ness monster there, you know, to bring kids to me.
Of course he exists, children, right, we better do another song from the Magic playlist, if you don't mind.
Well, one of my all-time favourite artists is George Michael, and I just love Faith.
Beautiful. He's massive for us, of course. He's one of our big artists, so... Can I ask you about your music in general? Music presumably plays quite a big part in your life. Are you iPodded up when you run, or I mean, you try to just go for it?
I've got an iPod and I've never downloaded anything on it yet.
Oh, yeah, like my wife. I bought her one last year. She hasn't touched it.
No, it's like, oh, what do I do with that? No.
Do you know, it really does walk you through it. I'm the same. I'm a bit of a technophobe, but you plug it in and off you go. Yeah. But a lot of people rely on that. In fact, I know a lot of people that are doing the marathon saying, I know there's no hard and fast rule in the London, but there's two schools. There's... If that's what you train with and you need the music, do it. Yeah. And then other people say, you're shutting out the environment, you're ruining the atmosphere. I tend to subscribe to that one, I think.
Yeah, you listen to the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't miss it. It's fantastic. You know, the cheering and just the whole, everything that you hear, you know, is lovely. You know, the people chatting to you along the route, you know, they tell you how many marathons they've done or why they're doing it. Or somebody just comes up along and just, because you've got your name on your vest, of course.
That's right.
They might say, go on, you know.
And like, they really do properly shout at you, don't they?
Yeah, and it's just like, wow. And suddenly you find this extra spurt of energy and you're off.
It's just when you're getting overtaken by pantomime horses and clowns and Pinocchios at 22 miles, which happened to me.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, but there's a lot of, you know, really fit people in those costumes.
Yeah.
You know, it's really difficult. I don't know how they do it, but but they are, you know, they do it every year. And so don't feel too bad when they do beat you.
So in terms of your favourite sort of music artist, you got anybody in there? Put you on the spot, have I?
Yeah, I love all sorts of music, you see, different times. I love the older sort of music, you know, I just had a real blank then. I don't know where I'm going now. No, I do. My favourites are... Shall I start again?
Whatever, it's recorded. It doesn't matter, does it?
Yeah, it's not live, thank God. Who's my favourite? Let me tell you who my favourite is, because I'm terrible at deciding. Each week it changes. I love Luther Vandross. I love Barry White.
You're a bit of a Northern Soul girl by the sound of it.
Yeah, I like all that. But then, you know, all the Ministry of Sound stuff, you know, is what I listen to in the gym.
A bit of
drum and bass, something like that. Mm. But I do prefer more easy listening generally.
Yeah, okay.
Definitely.
Right. Speaking of which, what's coming up next?
The gorgeous voice of Cyndi Lauper and True Colours.
Oh, isn't this the best song?
It's dreamy.
Beautiful. Well, it's Magic Indulgence. Nell McAndrew, my special guest this evening. And we're just going to sort of go over again what Nell's here for, to talk about primarily the first Monster Challenge, which is going to be up at Loch Ness in September this year. Now, you can just sign up to it, can't you?
I mean,
what would you recommend, a sort of minimal level of fitness for this?
To be honest with you, any level of fitness, because if you sign up for it, as soon, you know, that's when you must start your training and just build up to it gradually. There's no, you know, it's a 10K run and a 20K bike ride. So it's a doable distance.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you go onto the website, firstmonster.co.uk, you can get all the details there. There's a section there where there's like a question and answers. So there might be things there that have bothered you. So you can have a look on there, see if there's something that covers it about, you know, whether it's travelling, how to get there.
Yeah, or do you need your own bike? One of the first things that comes to mind for me,
you know, all that information is all up there. It's all up there about the mini monsters as well too.
There'll be all these urbanites from London with their fold away bikes going up on the train.
You get all sorts of people that you know, some people do prefer to use their own bikes, but you can actually, you know, use the bikes that are provided as well. So it's entirely up to you, whatever you feel you're going to be faster on.
And of course, you know, I always found if I'm want to train and get fit, I need a goal, and this is just the most perfect goal to keep you busy through the summer, if you like training.
Yes it is. And it is about all levels of fitness. That's the important message, I think, you know. So don't feel put off, you know. It's not all going to be Olympic athletes out there competing, you know. Everybody's doing it for their own reasons or for a bit of fun and to raise money for Save the Children.
And if you can get a photo of the Loch Ness Monster when you're up there, even better.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can sell it
bonus
for a fortune to the
but
sun.
I think if anybody does, Ben Fogle's going to get that.
So, you reckon?
Yeah, I think I'm sorry that opportunity will have gone.
He used to camp out when he was
younger to get that picture.
Did he
so
really?
He's not going to let the opportunity miss.
It's got his name on it by the sound of it. So it's www.firstmonster.co.uk. Nell, pleasure to see you. Hopefully next time we speak, I can tell you how victorious I was in the London Marathon next weekend.
I know. I really wish you, I'm so excited for you, and I wish I was doing it with you. We'll do New York, like you said.
Yeah, sounds good. Okay, but lovely to meet you. See you again very soon. Good luck in the first. Maybe even see you up at Loch Ness if things get
together.
Absolutely.
Lovely.
You've been listening to Magic Indulgence with More Than, indulging you with its personal customer manager service. You can download this interview in full at magic.co.uk/podcasts.